often do you relax? And I mean really relax and chill out without criticizing yourself that I shouldn't be doing this, I should be doing something important. Without telling yourself you're just being lazy. Some people like to relax, but then they criticize themselves for relaxing. And we know that if you criticize yourself when you're relaxing, it doesn't have the beneficial effect of actual relaxing. Okay, so if you're beating yourself up while you're relaxing, it's not effective relaxing. Most people don't relax enough. I feel like I'm saying the word relax every other word, and it sounds funny now. But anyway, most people don't relax enough, but it's important. Relaxing should be prioritized in your life because it allows your body and your mind to rest and process and heal. It's good for you physically. We know that relaxing reduces cortisol from stress. It's commonly known as rest and digest. We know that relaxing can boost your immune system. We know that relaxing can reduce your blood pressure and your heart rate. And relaxing reduces fatigue. So relaxing is just as important as any physical activity, such as going to the gym or eating healthy food. Make time to relax and do it all. Now, how do you relax? You need to find your way to relax. What do you do that you just feel able to go and you feel your body distressing, you feel your muscles relaxing, your brain isn't thinking, which is a difficult thing for me to do and others to do, but you feel calmer and more peaceful. Here are some suggestions. Reading, losing yourself in another story. Netflix and chill, losing yourself in a TV program. And it may be one you've watched over and over again. And that's a form of sort of meditation. Deep breathing, mindfulness and meditation. Just sitting quietly. I've reached an age now. I remember I used to watch old people just sit and do nothing. I'm like, God, that's boring. And now I'm like one of those old people that can just sit and do nothing. Walking. What music calms you? For some people that might be heavy metal, but generally not really. Yoga. Is there an app you could use to calm you? Do you play a game? I love playing banal games, not complicated ones, on my phone. Pet an animal. Animal therapy is wonderful. Do you do something creative or arty? Singing. There are so many things. Oh, just with the singing, you don't have to be good at it. Just sing. There are so many things you can do. The important thing is to make time for it and prioritize it. And when you're doing it, don't beat yourself up for doing it. This is more important for me to do. I need to relax now. It's more important that I wash up, or it's more important that I weed the garden. This is more important. And don't say, oh, well, I can relax, you know, when the house is tidy. I can't relax till then. There's no logic to that. It's similar to an anxiety safety behavior. Why does having a clean house mean you can relax? And let me give you a tip, right? If you think your house is messy and you need to clean it, go and watch some hoarders on YouTube, and then your house will seem like a palace after that. Why does achieving that goal you've set yourself mean you can't relax until you've done it? Turn that around, okay? Reframe it. I'll be able to do that better when I've had time to relax. Because you will, or it won't matter. Relaxing allows us time to stop and reflect, to take a breath. Like I said, does it really matter if the dishwasher isn't stacked perfectly? Has anyone ever actually looked at your dishwasher and said, oh, you disgust me. Look at that. How can you sit and relax with your dishwasher stacked like that? That's evil. Use the CBT worksheet connected to this recording. Take 5 minutes to answer the questions and think about how you can fit more relaxation into your life. And schedule it in your diary or your phone, the same as you would with any other appointment. Prioritize it. Build a habit of relaxing. Don't just leave it all to a weekend or a holiday. Do it daily. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember, you're amazing.